Yes, hello, Bunce's Boxing Podcast from William Hill is back for 2017. And no doubt it's going to be a fantastic year, just as the last few years have been in the world of boxing and British boxing. Seems a little late to say Happy New Year, Bunce, but we're in for a cracker in 2017, aren't we?
It's every single January for about the last 7 or 8 years, you and I have got together and we've said that. And every single year, we haven't lied. Every single year, we've told the truth. Well, this time, we can say it with even more confidence. I mean, simple stats and facts. 70,000 tickets have already been sold for two nights. Now, I'm telling you that that has never happened. We're not even midway through January and we're looking at 70,000 seats being sold for two nights of boxing here in Britain. And here's the big one. In the month of January, the two biggest fights in America both involve British boxers. We're going to talk about one of them now and one in a couple of weeks. Now, this has never happened. I mean, this is not me hyping it. This has never happened. We've never been at this point, the first 2 weeks in January, and looking at a period like this. We're rewriting the record books, and I know a little bit about the record books, and we are rewriting them, trust me.
Yeah, one of the great things, Bunce, is a lot of the time when we've had these chats in January, we're kind of talking about the fights that you would love to see being made.
Absolutely.
Well, they've been made. We're waiting for them. You know, fingers crossed, everything goes well and everyone's fit and healthy through the training camps, because we know there have been problems. But, I mean, I know Bellew versus Hay maybe isn't one for the purists, and from a betting point of view, Hay is a really short-priced favourite, but the intrigue around that fight is huge, and obviously, Anthony Joshua versus Vladimir Klitschko, and Joshua just keeps getting shorter and shorter in the betting, Bunty. 4-9 now. It was a pick-em when this got made. Klitschko's 7-4 to beat Joshua, who's never been 12 rounds.
Oh, listen, he's never been a hard 7 or 8
round.
No, what are you talking about?
True.
It's absolutely staggering, and the odds makers must know something I don't know, because I like the whole judgment as you do on certain things. And when it's an older man, a man above 30 odd who's had injuries, or 35, and you know, and he's 40 plus Klitschko, I need to have a look at him in the gym or speak to somebody who I know, who I trust. So I'm not even thinking about that fight until I find out that, hey, there's nothing wrong with him and he's been training brilliantly, or B, he's actually in a right state and he had to have a month off because he couldn't move his knee. As soon as I find out that, I'll know a little bit. Right now, I'll be honest with you, if Klitschko gets through 3 or 4 rounds, he wants to the fight. That's how I see the fight. Hay and Bellew is. I completely agree. It's a fantasy fight. It's a great fight. As is Klitschko against Joshua. And what about the one we're going to talk about now, Badu Jack and DeGout? Mm. That's close to a fantasy fight.
Yeah.
It's a past unification. And then we've got the rematch of Santa Cruz and Frampton.
Oh, wow.
As you say, generally we're looking forward and we're saying, oh, wouldn't it be great if X fights Y? No, we've got four. If you would have asked me on Christmas Day, Bunce, give me 20 fights you want to see next year, the four we've got already would have been in the 20. Now, that is a major percentage, I can assure you. And I know another thing. I keep hearing about this fight being made and that fight being made and this fight being made. I think in the next 2 or 3 weeks, I'm going to add to that list of four, maybe by about another 6 or 7. That's unprecedented, Lee.
Yeah, unbelievable. Let's have a look at this weekend's big fight then. Hopefully it gets the publicity it deserves, not just amongst the boxing fraternity, but wider than that as well, because James DeGale's been going under the radar somewhat in his career so far, and he's done wonderfully well, hasn't he? His record, of course, for his 23 wins, one loss, that loss to George Groves, which was a very, very close fight, and many people were in the George Groves camp then. Maybe more have come over to James DeGale's way of thinking, but he's been quietly going about his business to the non-boxing public. Of course, winning the IBF World Super Middleweight title in that vacant fight with Andre Dural, beating Lucien Bute, then he beat Medina as well, of course, and now he faces Badu Jack, whose record reads 20 wins, one loss. He was stopped himself by Derek Edwards back in 2004, won the WCBC version of the Super Middleweight title against Anthony Dural, fought Groves, of course, and then Lucien Bute. These two fighters are very similar fighters in my book, Bunty. The records look similar. The records look quite similar in terms of their opponents as well. And they both go in there very, very confident. The betting has DeGale as a 4-11 favourite here. Very short price. Badu Jack 21-10. The draw 20-1. Loads of other betting. Is that betting purely because we're a British bookmaker serving a British audience. Do you think if this was a book that was being compiled by people in Badou Jack's backyard, then it would be completely different?
Yeah, part of the problem is no one really knows where Badou Jack's backyard is.
Yeah, from Sweden now in Vegas, isn't he?
Absolutely. So he's a bit all over the place. And I think what happens with Badou Jack is there's nothing spectacular about him. And I'm going to be a bit brutal here. There's nothing actually memorable about him. However, he gets the job done. And he gets the job done against good fighters. And Anthony Burrell, brother of Andre, yeah. Lucien Boutte himself, and George Groves. Now, sure, these fights were tight. They were disputed. In the Burrell fight, two people voted for Jack, and one judge saw it as a draw. In the fight against Boutte, one judge voted for Jack, and two judges saw it as a draw, and it was a split decision against Groves. So that's three really hard fights, 36 rounds, when I think he started as the underdog in all three fights. He starts as the underdog on Saturday, and everyone thinks it's going to be close. Are you seeing a pattern here, Lee? Mm, I am.
Yep.
I'm seeing a guy who ekes out a victory, who just does enough, who gets there, who doesn't fall over, who doesn't fall asleep, who can concentrate for 36 minutes. Now we switch to DeGaulle. DeGaulle is more talented. He's slicker. He's got that Olympic gold. He's got the higher profile. He's been making far more money than Badou Jack. He starts, according to our bookies, as a serious favourite. But hear this. He floats off. He vanishes. He wanders away and fights. I've just found out that for the first time in his career, he's employed a conditioner to give him just that little bit of extra stamina, that little bit of extra strength. Because when he's floating away in those middle rounds, what he's actually doing is taking a breather. So he surrenders rounds. He surrendered a couple of rounds against Boutte. He surrendered a lot of rounds when he won the title against Andre Burrell. A lot of rounds were surrendered that time. Don't worry about that. So in theory, he's corrected this problem. If he hasn't corrected it, Lee, and he does have a little float and a little slip, then once again, Jack will be there on his chest, firing away. And it will go 12 rounds. I'll be stunned if it doesn't go 12 rounds. And it will be tight, and it will be, I would imagine, it will be disputed. And just like Jack's done in his last three fights, I have a feeling he might do the same thing again. I really do. I've just got this feeling that he might do the same thing again.
It's 4-1 for Badou Jack to win on points, Buncey.
Well, that's the bet.
Yeah, it's a fairly tasty price, that, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, as I said, just look at what he's done in his last three. There's been nothing in every fight. Some people have thought he's lost. Even the judges on the day have either thought he's lost or got a draw. But he's got the decision. Mm. He knows how to win ugly, and he knows how to win as an underdog, and he knows how to win hard fights.
We talk a lot, you know, and we don't want to talk about this, but it's a fact of life in boxing that sometimes you can get judges that... that are favourable to the home fighter. Yeah. Obviously, this is in New York. I think he lives in Vegas. Is there any danger in this? Because when you look at DeGaulle's record, he's been over there and fought. He's fought in the States twice, in Canada once, and he's come away with the results. All right, he won the Lucien Boutte fight. He couldn't have not won that fight. I guess the Durrell fight, it could have been scored slightly differently, couldn't it? I mean, Durrell was down early, wasn't he, in round two? But other than that, he came back, and you could have made an argument if it had been a home decision that it might have been a lot closer than it was.
Hey, listen, I thought the Durrell score massively flattered DeGaulle. I thought it was really close, really close. Now, I agree with you. Jack isn't necessarily the all-American kid. He's not a superstar that people like. But who's the promoter of this show? Who was in charge of the press conference in New York? Who's going to walk Badou Jack into the ring? Who's going to be in the middle of the ring? Who was the man every single member of the press wanted to talk to at the press conference, and ignoring Badou Jack and James DeGaulle? Yes, you got it. Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
There is no bigger star in America than Floyd Mayweather. He's the promoter of the show. He manages Badou Jack. By golly, that is something to consider. Mm. That is something to consider, my friend. Plus, it's not Las Vegas where the judges and the inspectors know Floyd. They don't. They were all posing for selfies with him yesterday. I don't know for certain if any of the judges or if the referee was doing that, but if they were there, I'm assuming they were, because they don't work in Las Vegas. No. Las Vegas uses Nevada officials, locals. These guys are from New York. They all want to get in on the Mayweather act. I've got to be honest with you. If Mayweather's in the corner screaming and shouting and wandering around at ringside and making loads of noise, that can influence people. Mickey Duff made a career out of doing that, to be perfectly honest with you. So that's also something to consider if it's tight and if it's close. Hey, listen, I hope I'm wrong. I hope James Nigel puts on a boxing masterclass and he's absolutely and he's untouchable. I've just got a sneaky feeling that Badu Jack will get there after 12 and could nick a decision or a draw. Why not a draw? Have you read all those drawn scores in Badu Jack fights?
Yeah.
What's the draw, Lee?
20-1. I think when you're betting on boxing, Bunsy, if you've got a fight that you think could be anywhere near close, whatever you're betting, your staking pattern is, you should have 80% on what you think is going to happen and 20% on a draw anyway. Because, you know, it's such a big price that you can afford to have a little saver on a draw. This is a perfect fight for that. Let's say, you know, you go for the 4-1 on Badu Jack to win it. Great. You have 80% of your stake on that and you have 20% on the 20-1, you know. I mean,
a third of the working judges at ringside have scored Badu Jack's fight a draw in his last three fights.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Great stat, that, isn't it?
I'll tell you what. Hey, listen, the Gal on point is you know, that classic, that old banker, that's the way they do things in Vegas, the way those scoundrel gamblers leave the table 5 minutes before the shop closes, the sports book they call it, and put $100,000 on the absolute sensible result. But let's walk away from that. Let's try and give the punters a bit of value, and then Badu Jack's value. But the draw, I think that might just be the bet of the year so far.
Well, let's hope so, Buncey. We'll enjoy it, and hopefully, if you're backing Badu Jack and you win and he wins, then you make some money. And if James Nigel wins, you're happy because the British fighters won. If you're a British boxing
fan,
that's the way to play that one. Buncey, thank you very much. We're going to speak to you obviously a lot over the next few weeks, building up to all those great fights through February, March, and April. So have a great weekend, and we'll chat to you soon.
Thanks, Lee.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.